One the diss, went to sets, spun the shit, got the proof, run the clips. Crazy. Baby girl, pre the boy, take her home, done the biz, move bitch, ludicrous. Wanna be great, run the risk. Look, they can't believe the boy's indie. I told labels no thank you like Simbi. The project you man drop is just stinky, but me I've been letting them go like I'm Mindy.
Crazy.
Only pots can sun the kid. I spaz when my producer comes link me, I'm like PK, it's all jinky me jinky. They don't wanna put their stuff next to this. I ain't even got no fucks left to give. 2012 I dropped out like I'm yay. Now I'm like Jay, I'm so close to big. Got one cuz going mad on the beats, and I got another cuz getting them beats made. Family business, we're coming like Wayne's. And I'm really a top boy, I'm Duchesne. Wonder Kid, I'm the one to watch, you're the one to miss. Told the boys, take a trip, see the world, bun the bits. Hit the dance, clock the chicks, pre the bot, confidence. Different league, long for him, Champs League, conference.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I was fucking with cards like Clinton's.
Yeah, man.
You went crazy.
He's gone. And Jeremy goes crazy as well, still.
Yeah.
Jeremy goes crazy as well. Yeah, man.
Geordie. George.
Not Jordan.
J-O-D-Y. Do I bother? Respect. Yeah, no, you went crazy on that. Yeah. You went crazy on that. That's off the new EP. S&M, aka Say No More. And yeah, nah, I've been feeling this run of EPs that he's been on in the last few years. I think the first one was, what was the first one? SMH.
Yeah, Shake My Head. Yeah.
Shake My Head. And then next one was KMT. Then he done, what's the one?
Prophets.
Prophets and In Their Own Town. And then, yeah. Oh, well, had the mom with his cousin. If I couldn't rap, I wouldn't rap.
Mm.
And then now with this one. Yeah. S&M.
Yes, cool. Yeah. Style.
Nah, he's been going off, man. He's slowly building towards, yeah.
Stardom and all that.
Yeah, what he's doing.
Yeah.
I would hope the full length is coming soon.
What you reckon? You're ready for a full length project?
100%. But I feel like it's like a steady build. I feel like in today's society, today's climate, you can take even like the singles route, for example, the EP route, like how he's doing here, or you can just flood the market with like projects and projects and projects.
Yeah.
Until it sticks or you get a dedicated fan base. Do you get me? Yeah. Like the likes of like what like Larry June does and shit. Like he just keeps putting out projects. But yeah, the way Geordie's doing it, he's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing still. And yeah. What did you think of the EP?
I haven't even spun it yet, you know.
Say swear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't clock that it was out until, I think, last night.
Okay.
Like, I saw the artwork, and I was just like, wait, what?
New yeah, no. Nah. Yeah, no.
Spun it yet.
Check out. It's good still. I feel it's more rapping.
That's what I like.
Yeah, it's just rapping straight through. To be honest,
no, none of that fake singing, though.
On one track, he's singing the hook, but that's it. That's it.
Yeah,
I'd say. He goes off on this though. Fair. He goes off on it. He has a quick EP. Doesn't overstay his welcome like that.
Mm.
But yeah, he's rapping for sure. He's one of the best, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just check it out and see what it's saying. Cause I fuck with it heavy still.
Mm.
I fuck with it heavy.
Fair. Any standouts?
First track, Minimum Wage. PLT. One the Kid. New Flow. That's the one that he samples. Stormzy's. Mel Made Me Do It.
Really?
Yeah. Which, yeah. I fuck with that. Yeah, man, he's going off. He's going off still. Yeah, check it out, man. He's doing his thing on that store. He's doing his thing. He's going crazy, man. But yeah, man. Besides that, what other music has dropped? Cause oh yes, have you heard of Four Bats? The guy that's gone. Yeah. I'm assuming you're well. Have you heard the song with Drake?
I haven't heard the song with Drake.
I don't know if you'll like it.
Well, I mean, won't. I'm not. Yeah, Four Bats is. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a plant, but apparently his manager is very well connected.
He's a director of one of the labels.
Well, big up to him, innit? Big up to him. Because I guess he has connections that a lot of people haven't.
Yeah.
And this is off, is it three singles that he's put out?
Yeah. It's funny because, is this a song?
Yeah. You must have heard this first one.
Yeah.
And send a text to your DM. Buy honey for your fucking hair. Too early for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress. So bring your ass up down them stairs. Shit because you rare. Impressed because you know I care. Bitch, you know you love it here.
Yeah, you got a fast forward.
That's why you keep on coming.
This is the second half.
Yeah. It's it slows down.
Jeopardy just like they talking is on this.
I'll
come and slap by 8 p.m.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on it since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? This is me talking, it's not DNA ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now. The bodies that you caught before, they don't make me mad or insecure. I'm good, 1,000 on your fucking hair. 200 on your fucking nail. Yeah. This shit feel like a fairy tale, I swear. I'll make them open up Chanel. I'm a stand-up guy like
this. He does it again, man.
So much for a break. But
relax. What? This is one song, though.
Oh, okay.
This is one song. Granted, you're right. So much for a fucking break. It hasn't even been a few months.
Literally.
But listen, man. Listen. This it's funny to me because again, regardless of what you think about the come up of this guy, having Drake as your first feature, three songs out, is a fucking crazy way to start off. However, saying that, where do you go from here? how do you top it?
Well, putting in the work, innit? Because you can have the first initial boost and be like, do you know what I mean? But you got to actually maintain that in terms of, like, let's say, fucking putting out bodies of work. Like you said, it's singles.
Yeah.
You're probably going to do EPs and then an album eventually. But all of that needs to, do you know what I mean, come out and sound decent, you get me?
It does. But this is my thing. What can you do from this point to keep it up? Unless from now on, you're just going to get top tier level features, which he's already started off with. Anyway. Drake is... I don't think there is a level above Drake in terms of star power status, reach. Yeah.
But he's actually just got... He's got to build his fan base now, though.
That's true.
So...
But...
That one cosign doesn't do... Create a whole fan base. I mean, it does, but... For them to actually stay...
Yeah.
And pay for shows and all of that.
Now, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he's got to build all of that, innit?
Yeah.
So...
That's what I'm concerned about. It's just... Alright, cool. Is this great for the moment, or... Is there actually longevity to this and what he's trying to do? Do you get me? Because who knows? Hopefully, like you said, he can build an actual legitimate fan base and then go and do what he's doing in it. Yeah. But then again, saying that, if his manager is whoever they are, being connected as such, then obviously this...
Yeah, he's got a serious team with him still.
But yeah, I mean, because
you know what's so funny, yeah? Like, I think it's Jid's manager and whatnot.
Barry Hefner.
Yeah. I think he was talking, like, kind of laughing about people calling him an industry plant.
Yeah.
And I kind of find that funny because if this isn't what industry plant is, then what the hell is?
Yeah.
Without signing, because, bro...
Yeah.
Like,
crazy.
The whole setup...
It's crazy.
How do you... Like, one of the directors from a major label is your manager.
Exactly.
How does that happen?
Exactly. Bro? That's completely different to you
how does
doing
happen?
Your thing, and then you have, like, a viral song or
yeah, exactly.
a song that blows up. That's completely different.
Like, nothing's been out as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... Maybe he might have deleted music and then... Do you know what I'm
saying?
Change probably, the name and then,
probably.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
I need to know that kind of background for me to not start saying, nah, it's not a plant.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Because I saw that he was going viral a few months ago with his whole, I don't want to call it a shtick, but like the clip of him, like with all his man and the goons in the back, and then him starting to sing like that. Creates this
juxtaposition.
Exactly. And then people saying, oh, he's this guy or whatever. And then I feel like that's helped build his
100. That built the momentum.
Exactly.
But I mean, the actual vocals is a vibe still. But I do respect it though. But like the fact that, and apparently now he's signed to OVO.
It's a short-term deal. I'm assuming it's probably for this song. I'm assuming. Because that's what they do. Well, if it's an EP, then cool. Fair enough. But they do that with, like, you see, like, songs that they hop on and whatnot. They will sign the song to their label. Because apparently, like, the fee to pay for a Drake feature is... Yeah. Yeah, so they might as well just sign it to OVO, that particular song, and then that's how they put it out.
But
listen, man, listen.
That's a finesse, though.
Apparently, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Apparently. It is what it is, I guess.
Mm.
But, I feel like, that ties into... the discussion around like music and how Yeah, artists automatically get paid.
Minimum and all that.
Yeah.
I do want to start off with the James Blake thing. Have you got what he's...
Yeah. I've got the post.
Some of the points, because he's obviously been talking... I mean, a lot of artists have been talking about it, complaining about streams, how much they get paid from them, like, why many streams only equals, like, £4,000 or some shit like that.
Yeah, bro.
So it's just...
Yeah, 1 million streams equals £4,000, G.
Yeah.
Respect, man. Respect. But, yeah, this is what he said with regards to his... Godspeed cover of Frank Ocean's Godspeed, which went viral on TikTok. The chopped and screwed, quote unquote, sped up, slowed, multiple versions thing isn't great, but the effect of TikTok reels on the core songwriting and arranging of music, the attention deficit of listeners and of us musicians, the immediately available metrics for labels and musicians, the fact that we have to be great at social media, but not really need to be great at music, the quote-unquote workings of songs now meaning posting infinite videos with the same clip of the same video, the fact that then fans only know one moment of one song and for the rest of the set and even the parts of the same song that weren't in the clip just stand there not reacting because why would they don't know it. That was a similar issue that Steve Lacy had when his song Bad Habit blew up also on TikTok. And that people only knew one part of the song, not knowing the entirety of it. And it just beats the attention span. Music is my life's purpose and I will not have mine destroyed by a bunch of labels and tech companies who try their absolute hardest not to pay us and exploit us relentlessly. Remember when my Godspeed cover went viral? Neither me or Frank ever made a cent because there was a quote-unquote original sound in every video. I don't know how millions of unique videos were made with that song, but it was multiple. I mean, most people didn't even know it was me because my name didn't show up and I wasn't tagged. I don't care about the money, but next time your fave goes viral, remember they aren't making shit off that. They just got given a platform and now have the privilege of touring one clip of one song. The industry is in a late stage capitalistic mire. And musicians are getting fucked harder than anyone. I'm extremely lucky I came up before streaming took over and before all these shady deals were made behind our backs. What else does he say? Something I keep seeing is if you're lucky enough to go viral, just use the exposure to generate income some other way. Musicians should be able to generate income via their music. Do you want good music or do you want what you paid for? If we want quality music, somebody is going to have to pay for it. Streaming services don't pay properly. Labels want a bigger cut than ever and just sit and wait for you to go viral. TikTok doesn't pay properly and touring is getting prohibitively more expensive for most artists. The brainwashing worked and now people think music is free. And by the way, since it's cheaper to produce fast synthetic music to drop on streaming every week, to capitalize on the strengths of the model. Watch how the model is preparing you for AI-generated music that pays musicians nothing at all. This is dangerous territory. This is very dangerous territory, man. Because you see how we were talking about a few years ago, how they had that AI rapper. And yeah, people weren't uproar about it saying, oh, this is crazy, or whatever. Bro, that was just a taste. But,
yeah,
down the line, it will be more and more accepted, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, I think people, with the younger generations, for sure, because they might not know anything else, innit? Like, they might not know that people actually have to write their bars. And, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, it is crazy what he said there still. Like, I agree with most of the points. I'm trying to deep, like, Maybe, I mean, because the thing with streaming, the benefits, I think the only benefit is the accessibility to the music, innit? That's the only benefit, but that comes at a cost in terms of, I think the fact that music is so accessible reduces the value of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you don't really own the music. You're just, you just own the right to listen whenever you want. But once but that is done,
care about
you don't have. I feel like for casual listeners, you won't care. But the likes of us that actually enjoy music and enjoy not just the accessibility, but the effort it takes, we respect that. I feel like, bro, streaming is just, I don't know, it's just the easy way to get.
In another world, if streaming paid. Was done, you're telling me another world, in another multiverse, Mike's won't be trapping off the bandwidth.
I still do. I would do. But for music that I do like, and I do enjoy, I will pay for it. I will buy a vinyl. I will go to your shows. I will, if I can, I will buy the iTunes thing. The actual iTunes album. Like, cool. Some may say, alright, cool, trapping out of the bandwidth. You're not paying the artist or whatever. But still, that was the only way people could access your music for free. They had to either go into the store and actually buy the physical.
Yeah,
and they had access to you via shows. They had access to you via merchandise. And luckily enough, today we have the likes of like vinyl and whatnot. That's coming back into effect.
But remember the time where you had to go to the HMV store and
listen, exactly,
and play the CD.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think, but even going to Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign, they're kind of trying to do the similar thing in terms of like getting paid from their music.
Yeah.
And putting it on the Yeezy website for like $20 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I think makes perfect sense, because I can't remember if we did it on the pod or not, but I remember when I was talking about, imagine if Drake didn't sign this new label and he went independent and put his shit on the website.
That would be crazy.
I feel like Yeezy and and the Ty Dolla $ign probably have enough of a fan base to pull that off and do something crazy with it.
100%.
But I do feel like, how are they going to feel about when people start trapping it off the internet? Like, cause
I mean, that's what happened to Donda 2. But saying that, I don't think Donda 2, in comparison to Donda, the level of work put into Donda, I don't think was the same as on Donda 2. And also, speaking to that, I feel like Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye have to do it more so out of necessity, rather than, let's say, if we're talking about the Drake example, Drake doesn't have certain things holding him back like Kanye does. Do you get me?
Oh, so what is it? Are you saying that because they kept on taking off Vulture 1 and all?
Yeah. Exactly. And he still managed to have a number one song, which is crazy despite that.
Why did they keep taking it off?
Apparently distributors just, they don't fuck with Kanye like that. Listen. Boy, I can't speak further. Yeah. Just in case. Yeah. But I'm assuming that's the case. Which is unfortunate, but that's the situation that he's in it. But yeah, man, like streaming with everything has a trade-off. Being accessible, yeah, you don't truly own the music. But like if you go direct, like how Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign plan to do, that then gives the power back to the artist. They're able to see direct money from what they're putting out. Will you reach as much? Probably not. But your money is yours. Yeah. And it's probably a lot more than what you'd get streaming.
I think you probably still, 100%, I think you'll still reach a lot. Because I think I was seeing, like, Kanye was like, well, I've got, like, 20 million followers on, like, Insta and that. And he was like, if 5% buy a record, that's, like, I can't remember the math, but...
Wait, 5%? That's 200. Yeah, 200,000.
200,000. So 200,000 buying at $20 a pop. It's a decent, that's a good amount of
money. That's a good amount of money.
Yeah. And you're never making that off streaming still.
Which is fucked.
Yeah, so.
Very fucked. But that's the climate we're in right now. Unfortunately. Which is sad. But yeah, man. Bro, if we want better music, we're going to have to pay for it. However that comes, whether it be for a show, whether it be through, I don't know, buying merch, whatever.
So are you done with the whole buying direct from the artist then?
Yes, I am.
But you know what's so funny,
Yeah.
Brands like Bandcamp and that, you guys should be making noise and saying, we are here, we're here. Because Bandcamp is kind of like the perfect middle ground for it.
Yeah.
In terms of like artists can pay what they want.
Yeah,
like
fans exactly.
Pay what they want for
exactly
the music. And I don't know how much of the percentage they get. It should be better than streaming, bro. Because I don't know why.
I think it would be
because people wouldn't be putting their shit on there if it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I think, Bandcamp, I don't know what your marketing department's doing, but you guys should be chatting to these people here still, like James Blake.
Yeah, like imagine if you got Kanye to come on board.
Even James Blake, bro, like.
James Blake.
Because, obviously, like, Kanye is political and all that shit, so I don't know if they'll do that, but James Blake is out there still.
If you had, like, major artists... you partner up with some of them, like, and just say like
project and rare tear and bro, I don't know how they haven't done that already, but James Blake said he feel like he's come to a solution ish and he's gonna let us know in like a couple of days. So I mean, I think next week we should know what that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll see still. I'm intrigued. Agreed. I'm intrigued to see what he does with it. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a great business idea. You just put out there, but we'll see. We'll see if somebody hops into that.
Literally.
Yeah, because, bro, people complain that they want better music. So, let's actually do that then. Let's actually put artists in a position to do that. Speaking of wanting better music, did you see the whole commotion on Twitter over the weekend regarding, Len? And what do you call it? Him putting out this snippet. And like people were saying, oh, this music, they had their opinions on his music in it. And like, it gave way to like a conversation about criticism of art and music and what is deemed to be fair and unfair and whatnot.
I didn't see all of that part, but I saw the I saw the people them talking about how like loads of people going in the quote saying I'm putting the quotes and loads of people are fucking with this, but this sounds like noise to me. Shit like that.
I mean, bro, I feel like once you put something out, people are entitled to make whatever opinion. However, saying that, as long as it's rooted in nothing hateful, if it's just honest, I don't see how anybody can, like this, like that. Do you get me? Like, if someone says they generally don't like the music, it's not for them. They prefer other styles to listen to. I don't see how that's an issue. Like, I'm not a Len fan like that, but I can understand that, bro. People like his music. For what they like it for, do you get me? So it's not like a thing where man's out here saying, oh, don't listen to this guy. Bro, if I don't like something, I'm not going to give it any air. I'm not going to give it any anything to go off. I just ignore it. Like, it's not for me.
But you know, also, it's like, his music is like Marmite to an extent, isn't it? That's what I'll describe it.
Yeah.
Like, you hate it or you love it. But it's also fun because you know Ed Ranks? Like, he's got a rating system.
Yeah.
And
oh, we need to get him on soon, actually.
Yeah, because I don't get his rating system still. Like, I think he gave Scraps album like a C minus D.
Really?
Interesting. And I was like,
okay,
I needed to know, because I don't think he's ever given anything on initial review an A or a B.
Nah. What's the project? I think he gave Kia Keys his latest project a B. I think so.
Kia Keys.
I think, is it Label Reject? That I forgot what it's called. Fucked it. That's what it's called.
Fair.
But what do you say regarding the rating system?
Well, he explained it, and to be honest, when he explained it, it makes a bit more sense. But obviously, without knowing the rating system, it just looks crazy, innit? But if you actually know his rating system, then it kind of makes a little bit more sense, innit? But I don't know. I feel like his rating system, he should have one for initial thoughts, and then one for as time passes, because he said something about like how time has to pass for him to see the impact and whatnot. Part of his grading structure.
Agreed.
So then how can you be given, do you know what I mean? Like, how can you I don't know how you can give your initial thoughts and it have the whole impact thing when you still need time to be, do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I feel like he needs to maybe, obviously it's his thing, innit, but can't really tell him how to do his thing, but the initial grading thing doesn't make sense to me still.
That's fair. I mean, the whole impact thing, I feel like in today's climate, you're not really given a chance to do that, because you're constantly bombarded with new music every week or so.
You say that, but I mean, there are projects that still find a way to impact.
If they're that good.
Yeah, 100%. And that's where the quality comes from, isn't it?
But again, you have to give it that time, though, as well.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But I think off first, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell when an album is going to be, do you know what I mean?
Not really, you know. I'm not going to lie. For me, there's been albums that I haven't cared for on first listen, come back to it in a few months, and I'm like, oh, like, actually pleasantly surprised, like, all right, cool. I wasn't necessarily ready for it when I first heard it.
Mm. But I think that's different to impact, though, isn't it? That's more of, like you said, timing of listening to it and whatnot.
Mm.
Like, you might not have been in the right mood to be listening to that
shit.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? But, like, I think, I feel like that's more of, not being in the mood to listen to that type of song, that music. Yeah. But, man.
That's true. Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, we'll get it. Head on soon.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean,
I need to listen to that Kia Keys thing, so.
Yeah, nah, you can rap for sure. I mean, I kind of get regarding the scraps thing, I'm not gonna lie. Because he does kind of repeat himself quite a bit. But because he's smooth and what he's saying.
What do you mean repeats himself?
In terms of what he's saying on the track, like
actual bar.
Yeah, the bars. Like, it's not anything.
No. The actual bars, the way he's put it together, is the same.
No. I'm saying in terms of like subject matter and whatnot. This isn't,
I don't wanna hear that.
The majority, I think, is it Slim Chance?
That's bullshit, by the way.
Slim Chance, where he's talking about people not being able to handle the pressure of the road life and shit like that. Mm. Which is something I haven't heard before from him. But in terms of other songs, it is retreaded territory. He has spoke about being the best.
I mean, that's bullshit.
Flow, but, whatever. Yeah. How?
You can say that about Drake.
Yeah, I'm not saying that to critique it. Oh, I'm just saying it. I kind of hear it. Like, cool. If you don't prefer that, then it probably won't be for you. In terms of
naturally.
Yeah, but so I still liked it. I can understand the critique, though. That's why a lot of people don't like Drake Ewa.
Yeah. Shit like that. But, like, that's why, for me, like, if I'm Pusha T, like, but, I don't know, like, because, like, for me, if it's not what you'd listen to, like, even DBE, Megan Thee Stallion, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not what you listen to, you're probably not going to like it, innit? So it is what it is.
True.
So I'd rather it be that than trying to critique it and say it's the same. He's talking about the same things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
that being a critique doesn't really, like, plenty of artists are doing that still, like, and it works for them, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear that.
Plenty of people making that work. So, yeah. If
that's fair.
Yeah, that's a critique that is like, it's just not for you, innit?
True. That's true. Yeah, I can't deny that stuff. I can't deny that.
Yeah, but I don't know what. Yeah, I would like to have Ed Ransom, but yeah, I feel like, to be honest, yeah, no, I'm not gonna say nothing to you more, but yeah.
Okay. What else before we wrap up? I'm trying to think. Shout Most That dropped a daily dub here. Needed that. What else?
Also, actually, I did want to talk about what's her name? Shy Carr.
Shy Carr, yeah, yes.
Like, what are the man I'm talking about, blood?
What do you mean?
When they were trying to cuss this girl out, man.
No, can't be me.
No, it wasn't you, it was Toss.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, she's spitting.
She's cold, man.
My rhymes a couple times to really overstand. I overplan, I overthink. I really think it saved me from a lot. This generation weird, it's like I saw this shit coming. I'm not shocked, I'm so prepared. Before Uptown, we was in the hood then. Batty and Bench, like I thought you was my good friend. But you was coming round for all the info. Together we supposed to be on top. It's how you end up as a op. You let the hate revoke your spot. No new friends, please don't call me sis. I'm not your kinhole, and please don't push my button. You know me and I'm stubborn. Your bridge from my bun that. No, it ain't no comebacks. I don't even deal with most of my cousins. And in here I'm getting big, so the ones I've never met start coming out the woodwork. All of a sudden, my nanny getting older. That's the reason why I'm on go. I need my money pronto. I'm the topic, haters need to have a convo. You do all the cussing and be bluffing. I can tell you ain't on nothing. I know what I'm on. You ain't on a thing at all. I've been me always from back to my school days. I was rapping in the dinner hall. Proud of not wannabes. Them bitches wannabes. I'm who they wanna be. But I'm saying Chai, I think she bougie like she don't even follow me. The ones that doubted now acknowledge me. But I want an apology. They ain't on my level. They ain't in my bracket. If yeah. I gave you my shoes, but you couldn't hack it. I get the bread and stack.
Do you know what? This one here, yeah. This one here feels like a proper English, like, do you know what I'm saying? British accent and all that. That's proper strong and that. And it feels like... What's that other girl that's rapping and she's got like, she's speaking boarding school English, like.
Who
and she done a song with one of the American artists. I don't think it was NBA Youngboy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
She did a video outside the Buckingham Palace and all that shit. One of my man.
Oh shit! See China.
Yeah.
See China. She
feels like. To be honest, this isn't a fair thingy, but Shy Carr sounds like a better version of her, innit?
I hear that, but I don't think they. Well, as far as I know, they don't, like, they don't talk about the same things,
Yeah. No, obviously, she's talking about street life, the ghetto and all of that, but...
Yeah.
And I think the other one's like, just talking about being sexy and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, obviously, they're not talking about the same thing, but in terms of even just, like, down to, like, delivery and all of that, like, I think she's actually pretty cold still.
Do you know what I like about her? I like the way she raps. She raps with like a lot of conviction in terms of what she's saying.
Is she shouting?
I wouldn't say she can shout, but I don't think it's that in it. Like I don't think she needs to do that. I feel like the way she raps is a lot with conviction. It's a lot of what do you call it? Passion as well. Like, and she sound, even though she's young, I feel like she's got like a solid head on her shoulders in terms of the way she's rapping. Like,
she's experienced life to an extent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how she acknowledges, like, how her family are coming around now that she's popping, but at the same time, like people in her life, like her grandma, for example, is getting older, and how that might have an effect on her and whatnot. I fully fuck with her still. Like she's got something, man. She's got something proper still.
I know.
She's got something proper. Like
the flows as well. She's still.
Yeah.
Like you can actually. I was about to say like you can actually like sit and mad her. Like man was actually
100. Yeah, no,
bossed up
gone triple platinum, gone triple platinum in my tunes. Like,
that tune. She's cold still.
Nah, she's cold, man. She's cold. Big up her still.
Glad to get her on still.
Yeah, man.
Chat still. Yeah, should we playlist?
Playlist. Before we go.
I think I'm gonna add Like Magic on there.
Cool.
Oh, and Alarm Bells by Mango Saint Hilaire.
I need to listen to this album.
Bro, this song here goes crazy.
I need to listen to it.
The energy in it is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I still need to listen to it.
Didn't go. Ain't stupid, I'm bright, big and bold. I'm on ends, I'm off ends, I'm outside, in it though. Different vibe, different height, different heights, different. They said roll out for no peas, so I didn't. Are you dumb? Ain't stupid, I'm bright. I'm on ends, I'm off ends, I'm outside, in it though. I'm not really the guy they can chat to like that. They think they're cold, I'm actually like that. Weirdos, why they acting like that? Somebody better go chat to my man. Life track cool, be a happy fat back. Lost control, but I got sidetracked. Life strider, I never let me down. Nobody had my back like I had. A lot of them are upset and want to get rid of me. But I'm on point, sharper than the guillotine. Had I been a bigger timer for these mini-me's. I got patty, so they get aggressive for little beef. Tried to kill me, I didn't mind. Said I was the guy, I didn't lie. I can't lie, that flow switch alone.
Nah, that's cool.
And I need to have, I want to have a conversation with Manga still. Because, yeah, in terms of the flows, the cadence, the technical aspect of what he's doing. Yeah, it's very cold still. Very, very, very cold. And obviously, if you've seen already, you must have seen Ngannou get smoked by the boy AJ.
Oh yeah,
coming out to a Gram song.
Yeah, came out to Ice by Skepta and Think Jammer, which is crazy.
Which made sense. I mean, when do you know it is? The only couple times, I think the times where he's come out with a stupid song is when he's lost.
Well, brother, stop it.
What do you mean?
So what was he coming? So you're saying he was coming out to, like, let's say.
You came out to Afrobeats and lost to Rude.
Sweet Caroline. When he lost to, like, Ruiz and that.
Exactly. What's that?
Brother.
What's that about, bruv? When he came through with Warm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
that's the energies. Bruv. We're trying to crush someone, bruv.
Bruv.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Somewhat I agree. I'm gonna add Let Me Go by Blanco.
Oh, okay.
And then what else am I gonna add? You know what? I'm gonna add Fisher by Cash Cobain and Bay Swag. For sure. I'll add that still. I did that.
Say less.
Come. But yeah, man. Go like, share, subscribe.
Trust me.
All that. All them good things there. Yeah, man. We'll be back next week.
That part. We gone.